This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Pleased to have you along. We really are. It's Isaac and Suk, Sports Bros.
Sada.
Yes, is right. Big night. Sport. Blazers are playing Utah. Lakers are out there against Houston. Sort of a game. Dallas is playing. Baseball is on.
Suddenly, a lot to watch.
It's 81 degrees. It's great.
Is it 81 outside?
That's what my car said.
You can't trust that. The car temperature might be the most, biased temperature ever taken. Give me a good bank temp. That's what I need.
It's currently 78 degrees.
See? 81.
You remember the days, Mike probably doesn't, but you remember the days when you had no idea what the temperature was until you drove by the bank?
Drove by the bank. And there was a good chance that if you had a crappy car like we did, that told you the time too.
That's right.
You didn't have a cell phone. If you didn't have a watch on, you didn't know what time it was.
No internet.
No. It was a simpler time back then.
If you wanted to find out what time it is on the internet, you'd have to log on to AOL. It'd take like 7 minutes.
You're trying to download like one nudie pic. You're like 17 minutes to go. Like you get to the neck and you're like, come on, let's go.
Well, coming up here, we've got our juice audio. OJ has thoughts on transgender athletes. We haven't gotten to that.
Oh, yeah. This pains me, but I something tells me I'm going to agree with OJ, and that I can't handle that. That's how you know I'm wrong about this issue. I'm open to the idea that I'm completely out in right field, and this probably will convince me that my view is completely ridiculous, that OJ and me are probably going to share this point of view.
Well, we have a lot of audio. We've got Mark Cuban. You know him, the owner of the Mavs.
I do know. Well, I don't know him personally, but
he's a cheese ball.
I'm aware of him.
Have you seen what they've been doing? I got some audio I got to play for you.
What the Mavericks have been doing?
Yeah, it's just a weird thing.
Okay.
So we've got some fun with sports audio. The NFL schedule is being released. I think that's happening maybe right now.
I believe the special going on. I think they're doing it on Fox.
It's already out. I mean, every team has tweeted their schedule. Yes. All the networks have tweeted their schedule. So they kind of just jumped the gun on the special.
Oh.
So it's all out there.
Yeah, I'm staring at the Seahawks schedule right now.
Oh, you got the whole thing?
I do.
So we'll go through that. Coming up tonight in the club, more audio. We've got courtroom audio.
Fun with real audio.
Dramatic courtroom audio.
Dun, dun, dun. Is there really dramatic courtroom audio?
This is very dramatic.
I watched a lot of the court things, and let me tell you, we need to edit court hearings and just give me like the Law and Order version of it, because whenever I try to watch a real trial, it's just, it's painful. Yeah, I don't understand how anyone's on a jury and doesn't fall asleep.
And we have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.
Oh, there's some snubs.
They've been announced.
My buddy, my ticket guy, Shane, texted me today, and he was outraged. Absolutely outraged.
Let me guess. Iron Maiden.
Oh, yeah. He's not happy.
They did not make it.
That Iron Maiden and the New York Dolls are not
in. Oh, the New York Dolls.
Yeah, he's pissed.
Mm. Well, something tells me he'll live on.
I don't know, man. This one's good. He's taking this one personally.
Maybe next year. So all that's coming up right now. The Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, darling, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frost Brewed Coors Light.
Number five.
The Packers signed Blake Bortles today.
Wow.
Gulp, go all Packer fans.
Hey, you got Jordan Love and Blake Bortles. What could possibly go wrong?
And Drew Lock. Oh.
No.
What if there's a Drew Lock, Jordan Love, Blake Bortles starting quarterback competition in Green Bay?
It's a vicious cockfight right there.
Who wins that battle?
I think Drew Lock wins that battle. As there was a Devontae Adams was on giving an interview, and they were asking him about the Aaron Rodgers thing, and someone brought up Jordan Love, and it was the most political thing. He goes, well, you know, I haven't seen him play. You know, it's COVID. We only saw him practice, and he works real hard. That kid sucks. And the last quarterback I saw that was highly drafted that had this kind of like universal, anyone that's watched him practice is like, this guy sucks, was Hackenberg. Because those were the reports out, and it was like, dude, it's bad. Jordan Love wasn't active one game last year. Wasn't even their backup. Good thing you traded up to get him.
Well, the Mets won their seventh straight today, blasting former Met Matt Harvey, who did get a standing ovation as he returned to New York.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
He's pitching for Baltimore.
He's actually pitching pretty well, isn't he?
He was until today.
Yeah.
He gave up seven runs today.
And I like to call him now Big Fat Matt Harvey. It's great.
The Mets, Francisco Lindor got a hit. He's now batting .202, so things are looking up for the Mets.
First time all year he's above the Mendoza line.
Mariners and Dodgers round two tonight. Now, Seattle is calling up Jared Kelnick, but also they are calling up top pitching prospect Logan Gilbert. He was their number one overall pick, or their first round pick in 2018. He is going to start tomorrow, and by all accounts, he's legit. So times are a-changing. The era has become in Seattle.
Well, and they're sitting around 500, so maybe some good times ahead for the Seattle Mariners.
Cubs heartthrob Chris Bryant hit on the wrist today against the Indians. He left the game. Ultimately, Cleveland, I think, won that. Did they win that? 2-1, yeah, in 10 innings. Doubleheader, Padres-Rockies. Padres win game 1, 5-3. And nothing else to really report yet. Baseball. Oh, you want the Reds-Pirates score?
No, not really.
Cool. Remember when it was a thing what famous sports persons caught COVID?
I do remember that.
So this probably isn't a thing anymore.
It's been a while since we've had a big name, although Tatis got it just the other day.
Tatis.
So, yeah.
Yes. Now Penei Sewell has the COVID.
Yeah. He opted out to avoid the COVID, and now he's got the COVID.
Yeah. He will miss Lions rookie minicamp. Other local notes, the Thorns are losing their coach, Mark Parsons. After this season, he will return to Netherlands to coach the Dutch national team.
Go Dutch.
And according to AJ McCord's Twitter feed, that's a big deal. And I take her word for it.
Yes. She would be my go-to for the Portland Thorns.
Oregon women's golf is on to the NCAA championships after the regional in Baton Rouge was scrapped due to bad course conditions.
Well, the weird thing was they said the course was playable, but it wasn't championship level playable.
I guess they've had a bunch of rain, so they canceled it and they moved the top six seeds and the top three individuals on. So that leaves the Beavers out. The Beavers were gonna go there and play. They're out, but Oregon was one of the top six, so they get to move on.
How is that possible where you can say, yeah, you could play the course, but we don't think it's up to... That's
weird.
It just makes no sense.
Yeah, that's a
weird
one.
Either the course is playable or it's not.
Well, it is playable.
And I feel bad. I feel bad for the Beavs. That sucks.
NFL schedule to be released in moments. All the leaks. 2021 Thanksgiving games are the following. Bears at Lions. Raiders at Cowboys. Also, Bills at Saints.
Okay. That's not a bad slate considering that you have to have the Lions and the Bears in it.
I could do with that. Well, do you have to have the Bears?
Yeah.
You have to have the Cowboys, I thought. Lions and Cowboys.
No, Lions and Cowboys.
Oh, the Lions and Cowboys. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Bears,
Lions. Did
you see
the Christmas games as well?
I could do without. No, what's on Christmas?
Christmas Day, you got Browns, Packers, and Colts, Cardinals.
Okay. Good little games.
I'm staring at the Sunday night games right now.
The Seahawks will be at the Colts in week one. Tampa Bay opens the season on Thursday night, September 9th, hosting Dallas. The London games are crappy. Jets, Falcons, Dolphins, Jags.
Number one.
And the Blazers need this one tonight in Utah. The Lakers are hosting Houston, fresh off that OT win over the Knicks last night. Now, if you want hope, besides the fact that the Lakers are playing the Rockets, because the Rockets suck, the Lakers will not have Anthony Davis nor LeBron James tonight.
Yeah, and yet they're still like 8.5-point favorites. So,
but there is a little hope.
There is a little hope there. Hey, the Rockets scored 125 against the Blazers the other night. So, I guess go Rockets.
I want to say they scored 129, fella.
Oh, well, there you
go.
Don't
sell them short.
Sorry.
They're a tremendous slouch.
Sorry about that. But it's setting up nicely for you. No Conley, no Donovan Mitchell. I mean, look, these are going to be three tough ones, but this is a game to me with a full complement and knowing what's on the line. And by the way, the Jazz basically don't have anything to play for. They'll need one more win in their final three to lock up the number one spot. They play two garbage-ass teams the next two. So you have a lot more to play for. The Jazz really don't have an incentive. No Donovan Mitchell, no Mike Conley.
No Melo.
This is one that the Blazers should win.
And yet they're underdogs. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's just only like a point, point and a half.
But they're underdogs.
They are underdogs.
If they should win, it should be like a 10-point spread, like Dallas.
They should win this game.
I think that if they do win, it's going to be because Utah doesn't really give a rip. Blazers care more, but this is going to be a battle. The Mavericks are playing New Orleans.
Yes.
And they don't have
New Orleans
Zion.
They're without four of their five starters. Their only starter that they have in this game is Eric Bledsoe. And then four other dudes that we've never heard of.
And Portland and Dallas are tied going into the night. So.
Yeah, but Portland has the tiebreaker over the Mavericks.
Very big night. Very, very big night on the hardwood, as they say.
Yes.
The Hot 5 is refreshed by Coors Light. Live sports are back. Always better with an ice-cold Coors Light. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Okay, let's get to the NFL schedule next on The Fan.
It's time for Who's Leading the Charge. A look under the hood at the coaches, players, and teams getting it done. Brought to you by Battery Exchange.
Right back to Talen Horton-Tucker, who dribbles left. Three-pointer, THD. It's good! Talen Horton-Tucker puts the Lakers up by two. 101-99. No timeouts for New York.
Yeah, the Reverend Horton-Tucker.
It looked like the Knicks had him there and then just couldn't execute down the stretch and...
Lakers played great defense.
They like that Tucker kid down there in L.A.
That play on Julius Randle at the end of overtime. Whew.
Yeah, the Lakers can do it when they have to.
Battery Exchange has over 14 area locations to serve you. Free electrical system checks for your vehicle. Battery Exchange with an X.com.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, guys. Let's do this. The NFL schedule is out in full. I did see where it looks like Tom Brady is returning to New England.
Yes.
Did you read that?
I did read that.
So the Bucs will be headed to play the Patriots week four. That's the Sunday night game.
Yeah, the Sunday night games, I mean, you're seeing this now in blocks, but like the, you know, the Sunday night game will be the Cowboys, Buccaneers. What are some other good ones? Chiefs, Ravens will be week two.
These are Sunday night?
These are all the Sunday night games.
Chiefs, Ravens. Nice.
Chiefs, Ravens.
Where's that game?
It'd be in Baltimore because the second team is at Baltimore. Green Bay goes to San Francisco, and then week four, Tampa Bay, yes, at New England. Week five, Buffalo at KC. Seahawks get week six. They're on the road against the Steelers.
Wow.
Look at some other, and then they return the favor here. Week 13 is San Francisco at Seattle. Week 12, Cleveland on the road at Baltimore. That should be a good one. And then Charger fans, week 11, Steelers at the Chargers.
Love that.
Those are some highlights from the Sunday night schedule.
I just saw a tweet from the great Colin Cowherd, who is claiming best Monday night schedule ever.
Would you like those?
Well, I don't need all of them, but...
Highlights. Week 1, Baltimore, Vegas. That's in Vegas.
Yeah. Good game, I guess.
Week three, Philly-Dallas, but Philly sucks.
Can they start flexing yet? Or is that next year?
I think this year they can start flexing within a certain point.
I thought they changed that.
Yeah, I think you can start flexing this year, but you can't flex the first, four? I think it's after a certain point that you can start flexing. We got to week four, Raiders-Chargers. Week five, Colts-Ravens. Bills-Titans. Seattle here. Seattle gets Saints and at Seattle week seven. What are some other highlights here? Seahawks again week 12. Seattle on the road against Washington. Week 13, New England at Buffalo. Cleveland at Pittsburgh week 17. He said this is the best Monday night schedule ever.
That's what he tweeted on his Twitter.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I don't
see
this.
Okay.
Recently, they've been particularly bad.
But some of these, like the Rams are on here twice. They get the Niners and then the Cardinals. But if the Rams end up stinking, those are terrible games. You never know.
It looks to me like they're playing it safe a lot of these weeks with divisional matchups.
Yeah.
Rams, Niners,
you got the Lions,
Cardinals, Rams,
Lions and Packers in week two. That's
Patriots, Bills.
I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
I don't know.
That doesn't seem like doesn't seem like the best Monday night schedule of all time.
Freaking Cowherd. What else? Oh, the Seahawks schedule?
Yep. So we got...
They're starting at Indy.
Start at Indy.
That's tough.
And then...
I disagree with you on Indy. I know I get the skepticism about Carson Wentz, but I actually think that's a match made in heaven back with Frank Reich. And I feel like if Carson Wentz can stay healthy, they have a pretty good offensive line.
Yeah.
If What's-His-Nuts gets healthy.
If What's-His-Nuts.
Fisher, right? Didn't they just sign Fisher?
Good old What's-His-Nuts.
I think the Colts are dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm just telling you, in week one, if I was a betting man, and they're the favorite, by the way, the Seahawks are the underdog, I just am not sold on Carson Wentz. So I think you got an issue at left tackle and Carson Wentz. If those two things end up getting worked out and Fisher's ready to go and Carson Wentz is the old Carson Wentz, I'm with you. The Colts are a Super Bowl team. But you got Colts week one. You're home against the Titans, on the road against the Vikings, on the road against the Niners, home against the Rams.
God, the first five are not easy.
That's Thursday night, by the way.
Yeah, the Rams game.
The Rams. And then Sunday night football the next week on the road against the Steelers. Then Monday night football, you get the Saints at home. So, back to back to back.
Their first 7 weeks are not easy.
Yes. Then you get the Jags at home.
Okay, there you go.
Then you get your bye.
Okay.
On the road against Green Bay.
Ugh.
Home against Arizona.
Okay.
Monday night on the road against Washington.
Okay.
Sunday night, a lot of primetime games for the Hawks. Sunday night, home against the Niners.
They have five of them total.
Okay.
And then on the road at the Texans.
Okay, there's an easy one.
On the road against the Rams. Okay. Then you got the Bears and the Lions.
Okay.
Both of those at home.
All right.
And then finish up on the road against the Cards.
So the second half easier than the first half.
Yeah.
Those first seven games.
Yeah, first one's is a meat grinder.
Do they rank the schedules? Do they already have that out yet? Where like, hardest schedule.
I'm sure they do, but I haven't seen it.
Damn.
All right. Look it up. I'm sure someone has already done this.
Well, a lot of information out there about the...
A lot floating around.
About the NFL. Why do we get so hot and bothered about the NFL schedule?
Because we love the NFL.
Yes, we do love the NFL.
And it's
good answer,
and
Mike.
It's an NFL bit of news when there hasn't been any in a long time.
I cannot wait for the NFL to come back.
17 weeks, don't forget. Or 17 games. 18
love
weeks.
That too.
And we're never going back.
Should have been 20. 25.
I'm looking here to see if they've done a strength of schedule here. Sorry, keep talking.
Maybe 162 games
to dig through this.
There you go. Baseball does it. Why can't the NFL?
You play what, like three games a week?
By the way, Mike, you were not here yesterday. I was telling Big Zook, the zucchini over there, Denver plus 3,000 on the Oregon Lottery scoreboard app to win the Super Bowl right now.
Wow.
How do you feel about that?
Well, if the Aaron Rodgers stuff goes through, that's amazing.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Why don't you grab it now, bruh?
So,
because the Colts are at 2,800, and I was looking at that going, that's not a bad little long shot.
Now, this here, this does not take into account home and away. This is just based on opponents' records from the year before.
Yeah, they always have that chart.
Steelers have
toughest.
Have the toughest.
Where are the Seahawks on that?
Seahawks, scroll. They're tied for 11th with the Chiefs.
Okay.
So the toughest, Steelers, Ravens, Bears, Packers, Vikings, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Toughest.
Say that again, sorry.
Steelers,
Ravens, Bears, Packers, Vikings.
Those are the toughest.
Those are the five
toughest.
Who has
the easiest?
The easiest, the Eagles, the Cowboys. Again, think about anyone in that division.
Right.
You're playing each other.
Falcons, and then the Buccaneers, they're claiming of the 29th.
Tampon got an easy schedule?
Well,
how's that possible?
According to...
Depends on the divisions
you're playing.
So, who they got? Non-con.
I have not seen that specifically. Sorry, I was busy looking at other things.
Well, they are playing New England, so they're probably playing the AFC East, right?
That would make sense,
they're
yes.
playing Buffalo,
yes.
the Jets,
yes.
the Dolphins. I'm very excited.
Yeah, is if you go back and listen to the segment where we just did the week one betting lines. Yeah, I was.
What?
I took it a little seriously.
Why can't they start next week?
I think that might be a bit of a challenge. Yeah.
Let's go.
By the way, this according to NFL Scribe, who wrote this?
What about a 54-week season?
A 54-week season?
Yeah. And you just play every week.
Until someone dies?
Well, so, yeah.
Until someone just
we'll
kills
roll them
over.
Out. Yeah, roll them out of there. Give them a nice eulogy and bring up, you know, call in the righty.
Yeah, the Bucks play the NFC and the AFC East.
Okay. Oh, NFC East too. So, yeah, they're playing Dallas, Philly.
Yeah. Everyone here seems to agree that Pittsburgh's in for it. That this is
Dallas, Philly, Washington Giants, yeah. Jets, Patriots. Right. Dolphins.
I should have known that because the opener was Dallas. But, all right. Well, there's enough schedule talk. Do you want to hear the juice?
Oh, God. Not really.
Your boy, OJ Simpson.
This is going to pain me because I'm probably going to agree with him.
But... He has hot takes.
Is the hit of Twitter world. He does stupid.
Not stupid at all.
Yeah, he's.
It's his signature.
I need him to go away. But, all right, let's hear from the juice.
The juice will have none of you. Begging for him to go away. He is prominent on Twitter. The Juice has thoughts on transgender athletes. Coming up next, here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
So I have the definitive, if you want to go off of what Vegas thinks.
Yes.
For easiest, toughest schedules.
Always. Always Vegas.
Yeah, so this is better than just, you know, win percentage. So this is what Vegas thinks. The Steelers, and again, this seems universal. The Steelers have the hardest schedule. The Raiders at number two. Lions, Cincy, and Houston, those are the five toughest. And that's based on what Vegas thinks their opponents will do win-wise going in.
Okay.
Now, the easiest, this will be, you know, good for local fans. The Seahawks by far have the easiest schedule.
Wow.
Yes.
By far.
By far. According to Bet, this is on BetMGM's win totals. Their opponents are averaging only 8 wins per team. 8.1 wins per team. Next easiest, Buccaneers, Eagles, Jacksonville, Colts. And then Denver and Dallas right behind them. So those are all tied. Tampa, Philly, Jacksonville, Indy are tied for second, and then Denver and Dallas tied behind them. So that would be the toughest and the easiest according to Vegas.
Seattle, things looking up?
Yep.
All right, the Juice is on Twitter, and he has thoughts on Caitlyn Jenner because it is an outrage that Caitlyn Jenner can play from the ladies' tees.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, because she's against trans females competing. But she is doing what she says they shouldn't be allowed to, which is...
She's against trans females competing against women.
Yes.
But she hits from the ladies' tees.
Yes. Including in tournaments. So there's a
That's just like her.
There's a bit of hypocrisy. Oh, well, she's terrible, and I would like her to go away, much like OJ.
I don't...
Both killed someone, too.
I'll just say I don't know what I think about this, okay? I don't know. I see what OJ is saying... which you're going to hear in a moment. And I also have read a little bit that he's wrong and like science. And I'll show you. I have a couple points from like scientific studies on this kind of thing, but it's also very new. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I is it okay to just say, you know what? I don't have an opinion on this.
Sure.
I'm listening to both sides. I'm listening to all things. I'm trying to read a little bit. I don't know.
See, I do have an opinion on it. And I do feel like I've done research and I feel like I've read. But I'm also open to the idea that I'm wrong.
Yeah. Okay. That's all you can.
It's not a hill that I'm like up here saying that it's the end all the be all. But I do have an opinion on this. And
I don't think Caitlin should hit from the ladies' tees. I am
that you're against.
That I am against. Because, I mean, come on. She was once one of the best male athletes of all time.
Yes.
And she's a hell of a golfer.
Yeah.
So get back there. Maybe the whites.
Yeah, play some mixed tees, you know? Play some squirrels.
Okay, so here's what the juice had to say.
Okay.
I think. Sports. It's not working, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Could you play it, Mike?
Yes.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Well, I don't know how it happened, but yesterday, for some reason, the conversation amongst all my golf buddies got about this thing about transgender males, especially in high school, competing against the girls. And what did I think about it? Well, I told them I didn't have much of an attitude about it, but one guy reminded me how upset I was when some friends from my old country club in California told me that the former Bruce Jenner was playing from the ladies' tees. And I had to admit, I was upset when I heard that. I saw the former Bruce compete in the Montreal Olympics. I actually worked the games and called part of one of his races. And what an athlete. The man was an exceptional athlete. And he won the gold medal as a decathlete. And somehow it just bothered my senses that he would be playing from the ladies' tees. I play with a lot of ladies, and some who were in high school and some who played high school golf, and they played from the same tees I played from. Somehow I just thought it was some sort of unfair. In any event, I said, yeah, well, I guess I'm against it. I'm against the transgender males competing against women. But then I had to say to myself, well, what do I think about transgender females who become males? Should they still be able to compete against females? This whole thing is making my head hurt. I don't want to think about it. Wear your mask. Get your shots. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm saying I wish you were in prison.
I love that he throws in a, hey, wear your mask. I don't have anything. Wear your mask. Bearing the lead, he plays against high school girls that play from the same tees that he does.
Yeah, what is happening?
That's weird.
Why is he playing against high school girls?
Right.
Why?
It's not good.
It bothers me that dude's walking around free.
So that's what the juice thinks.
Look, I know
about Caitlin.
I know it's a controversial subject, but and maybe this is hypocritical of me, but I don't have a problem with, females that transition to male, zero problem with it. But I do have a problem with, and again, it's not a hill that I'm dying on, and I'm not here to yell and scream at anyone, but I find it fundamentally unfair for a transgender individual that was male transitioning to female and then going to play. There are just certain differences in males. And I get maybe there's some wiggle room here. People that transition when they're 10 as opposed to someone that was transitioned when they're 30. But there's been plenty of things like this, especially in like combat sports, weightlifting. The greatest female powerlifter of all time is a gal that transitioned when she was in her mid to late 30s. And she instantly started shattering every record known to man. There's just differences there. Men are bigger, stronger, faster. You have greater bone density. You just, all of these things kind of thrown into one. And I would have to see a lot more evidence that taking hormones evens the playing field. I just think it's really unfair to female athletes to have to compete against people that for their entire lives were genetically blessed with being males. And now you're saying that field is even. I just, for especially in sports where they're combat or contact sports, I can't get behind that.
Well, you and the juice agree on something.
And that's the part that bothers me. And probably I'm now saying that I'm probably way off base and I'm completely wrong because me and OJ agree on something.
The juice was more worried about Caitlin. He was really worried about golf.
His golf game.
And that's really what the focus is here. Should Caitlin hit from the ladies' tees? I agree with you on that one. Hell no. She should not.
And that's
no.
Yes.
But I don't know what I think overall. Like, a couple of things that I've read. Well, one, you know, just like males and just like all females, trans come in all shapes and sizes.
Yes.
Right? So it's not all men in dresses. Yes. Right? So
and this idea that people testosterone, are transitioning just to play sports is stupid. No one's doing that.
Testosterone does not predict athletic performance. It's just one factor of many. So what I think, they're still studying this, but I read one that said if someone is a top 20% runner as a male before transitioning, they remain a top 20% runner amongst females. They are not suddenly top 5%. Now, that's running. Like, you brought up a more strength-based sport, which is obviously going to be different, but we always point to the male body being stronger and bigger.
It is.
And bigger boned, but women's bodies are lower center of gravity. They are more flexible.
There's nothing a female can do athletically that is better than a male.
Well, again, it depends on your it's better endurance. Like, it depends on the sport.
But it's,
so I think what they're saying, I think what people are saying while they study this is we shouldn't pick and choose. Again, I don't know what to think about this, but we shouldn't pick and choose. I see both sides. We shouldn't pick and choose testosterone as being the one thing where it's like, this is the line of demarcation, because genetics have never been fair.
Yeah.
Genetics are not fair.
Exactly.
So why do we now need it to be quote unquote fair? Some people would say, let's celebrate the diversity of the qualities it takes to win various sports. So that's one argument on the other side. Again, I don't know, but I just think it's great that the juice only cares about Caitlin's golf game, which, quite frankly, I do not think she should play from the ladies' tees.
No.
So I contradict everything that was just said.
I am on board with transgender rights. I don't have any problems with the bathrooms. Any of that. I don't have a problem with pronouns, any of that. The only thing I take issue with is this, and I'm sorry, but it doesn't make me sexist. There is not a single athletic record that a female has, Olympics, any sport that a female has, that is better than a male. The male, genetically, like you said, it's not fair. Men run faster, we jump higher, we hit harder, we are better athletes. And that isn't because of training or whatever. That's just genetically the way we are. It's the same thing in animal species. The male is usually the bigger, more dominant one. Now, in some animals, it's the other way around. And again, that's just genetics. So to me, just in my mind, you can't tell me that there isn't a giant, giant advantage. And I don't believe that anyone is transitioning just to play sports. I'm not saying that. But if someone is genetically male and for, you know, the right reasons, they say, look, this isn't who I am. I feel in my heart that I'm female, and they make that transition, more power to them. That's great. It doesn't change the fact that you have been blessed with male characteristics. And I understand that it sucks for them that they may not be able to compete at a high level. But to me, it isn't about the being unfair to them. To me, it'd be more about being the unfair to every other female. The good of the many has to outweigh the benefit of the few.
I think what they're saying is, at least early on, it does not appear that it is a giant advantage in most cases. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't. Just like if you and I lined up and played football. Guess who's winning?
Yes.
We're both men.
Yeah.
I'm genetically not going to win, right? Yeah. So they're just saying, hey, well, that's the way it is in sports anyway, amongst men or amongst females. This is not that much different. It's not like a giant advantage in a lot of cases, but like you said before, and somebody pointed this out on the text line, that I think it does vary based on the individual.
Sure.
So, you know, I don't know. It's a tough one, but there's a lot of bills being introduced to prohibit trans women to compete against what do they call it, cisgender women. Yeah. And they're not based on science at all. And I don't think they're trying to discriminate.
Yeah.
I just think they haven't really thought through the whole thing. I think they're still studying.
Yeah.
So look, and like maybe I said, we can wait.
I'm open to the idea that I am wrong. I'm open to the idea that there are information out there that will make me change my mind. But this is one of those that I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on it. And I feel like mine comes from a place of logic. It comes from a place of reason, and it comes from a place of understanding on both sides.
Yeah, you and the juice.
Ah, damn it.
Hey, Twitter world.
Damn it.
You
damn
and the
it.
Juice, man.
Damn it.
It's yours truly.
Ah. Hey, wear your mask, okay?
But like I saw the story
and
of
And just
the,
end every sentence with, I'm just saying.
I don't know, man.
I saw the story of like the transgender power lifter, mm-hmm. and I that kind of bothered me. Like when she made the transition and within, you know, 6 months of transitioning was shattering like all these records. And there are a lot of girls that spent their entire lives dedicating their lives to this sport. And, you know, and they're like, hey, what the hell? And I feel bad for her making the transition. It's like he should still be able to do what she wants to do. And this is something that she enjoyed when she was a male. But I don't know. There is something inherently beyond bogus about that in my view. And as a 43-year-old man, that I like to work out, but it's not like I'm trying to compete in anything. If I were, and I get it, maybe if I took hormones, you know, things change or whatever, but just what I casually do in the gym right now, I would be a world-class female lifter. And that, you can't tell me that genetically that isn't a giant, giant advantage, especially if someone has dedicated their life to that. And then someone comes along and just says, well, yeah, because of genetic gifts that I was given as a male, I'm going to be better than 95% of the people that do that. I have a hard time getting on board with that.
Well, maybe you and the Juice can text back and forth about it. And, can text him and say, hey, Juice, what up? It's Big Sook. You wearing your mask? Dude, yeah, I feel how you
been,
do.
You've been golfing more. Maybe you can get into one of those golf games.
I wouldn't pee on OJ if he was on fire.
By the way, there's a funny story somebody told I heard about playing at Calabasas Country Club, playing golf.
Yeah.
When COVID hit, he had a friend who was from LA or somebody on his football team or something, he was a football player, was from Calabasas. And so COVID hits, and so they shut down football. And the guy says, hey, you need to come back with me and we'll play Calabasas Country Club. Because what else are we going to do? They're going to shut down golf in a week or whatever, so let's go play. Well, they go play, and Caitlin, they see this hot on another tee box, and they're like, oh man, look at that hot over there. And she proceeds to get up to the ladies' tees and drive the green on some, it was a short par four, but like 300 some yards.
Crushes it.
It was freaking Caitlyn Jenner. And they all, this guy said, he goes, look, I don't know if she should play from the ladies' tees or not, but let me tell you something. That woman can hit a golf ball.
Yes.
So that was the story.
It's kind of a fun little story.
Yeah. All right.
And yes, she would kick my ass at golf. 100%.
Do you want the Mark Cuban cheese audio?
Yeah.
Ready for that?
Give me what Cubes is up to.
You excited? That is next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Well, Mark Cuban, you know, he's really talented. He's funny. Witty.
Yeah, he's pretty good on Shark Tank.
I was only half telling the truth there. He is good on Shark Tank, and I think he's very sharp, but I do not think he is funny or witty. He is pretty dry.
Yeah.
Like a lot of smart guys.
He's got a better outgoing personality than a lot of billionaires.
And that's kind of why I like him. It's like he is the common man billionaire.
Well, again, I think he seems more
like who's the coolest billionaire, do you think? Like Richard Branson's pretty cool.
Branson's pretty badass.
Seems like it.
Yes. But even Branson, like
Cubes, but didn't we used to think Trump was cool? Like before, you know what I mean? Like
Some people probably still do.
I'm sure they do.
Look, I'm just saying that I think when you're worth $1 billion, I think it's very hard to be rational. That changes you. There's no way it can't. And when I listen to Cuban talk, he at least seems to kind of grasp the challenges that are facing people that aren't
grounded.
Billionaires. Yeah, grounded.
Okay, so he's just so weird when he does stuff like this, but they have created a character in Dallas called Mevrelo Bolovich. Have you read about this?
No.
So the story goes, he's one of the original owners of the Mavericks, and they were founded in 1980, but his off-the-wall ideas didn't sit well with the other owners of the league, and he found himself an outcast, and so he accidentally locked himself in a bunker, only to emerge recently, digging his way out with a spork. I'm not even kidding.
Why the spork?
I don't know.
Okay. And for a comic relief, the spork is... I feel like the spork gets kind of slandered, you know? The spork is a great invention.
Well, it always breaks.
And it always gets... But why don't we have, like, the metal sporks? You know, if you gave me real silverware but made it in spork form...
Yeah, why don't we have that?
I would 100% be on board with that. Because there are times, like when you're like, last night I was eating chicken and rice, you do kind of wish that you had more of a, you know, the spoon is superior to the, for the rice, but you would like the stabbing motion of the fork.
So I present to you Mavrelo.
Oh boy.
Hey guys, Mark Cuban here. And I know all you amazing Mavs fans can't wait to get back into the American Airlines Center. Now we've had some of you, but pretty soon we're going to have the house rocking. But until then, I'm going to give you a little behind-the-scenes tour of the arena. What the this? What are you? Who are you?
I'm Mavrelo Bolovich, owner of Mavericks. And you are?
I'm Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, so you are Mark Cuban Mavrelo keeps hearing about.
I have to go. Security!
What?
That was an animated.
How do you feel about that?
Basketball.
Boy, and I
yeah, it's an animated. Owner. Right. Yeah, I should have mentioned that. It is an animated character.
I just saw this.
He's a digital character, and he is a basketball with.
He's a disheveled basketball guy. With
well, remember,
a Russian...
he's been under the arena since 1988.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I?
So what? Why? Is that what you're going to ask?
No, I get that there are very talented.
Can I ask why?
Because that's really the question. Why? I think what they're trying to do here is they're trying to be... Cuban's always trying to be innovative with all the... So the adventures of Mavrelo will continue.
Yeah.
And he will continue to post little videos like this. And it's going to be animated episodes and Google Slides and Spotify playlists and things like that. So they're just trying to... He's just trying to get younger people, I think... You know,
I guess
in weird ways.
I just there's someone in their social media team, and some of like I think the Blazers social media people are really fun. I think they do a nice job. There's a lot of teams that have these, but someone sat in a meeting and was like, "How do we get like some engagement from younger fans?"
That's right,
and that's what they
that's
came
what they
up
came
with.
Up with. Yeah, and he said his quote is, "We must expand our focus to engage people of all ages and attract new eyeballs to the game. We want to create new IP and original content that's tied to the team. In doing so, this allows the Mavs to spin out new avenues that start to take us in a lot of new directions." And yes, that I agree with. Sure. I'm all for that. But Mavrelo Bolovich is what they...
So it's a homeless basketball with gold teeth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not to mention maybe slightly racist.
Yeah, like, a little bit. It's kind of
not to be that guy, but
yeah, the Russians like, really? This is your take on us? Like, and wow.
Yeah. So
what age are they trying to get with this?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like if you're talking like 4-year olds, great. They'll love this, but they don't care about basketball.
Maybe
this will be gone, by the way, in 2.5 weeks.
Maybe men on mushrooms, ages 20 to 20 and a half.
It sounds like a Russian Cookie Monster. The first things that came to my mind is, remember when Oregon launched Roboduck? Mandrill or whatever it was. Mandrake.
Regrettable.
Yeah, they tried to get rid of puddles and went with that stupid egg hatching, which was nightmare fuel. And I think I've told this story on there, but I was in attendance at the Kingdom when they brought out the DeLorean from Back to the Future, and Elmo Skippy Norquist, the Mariner fan from the future, had traveled back in time to see the beginning of the Mariners like dynasty. and he came back from the future with tales of World Series championships and whatnot. By the way, this was like in 1989. And boy, was it something. And they did. They rolled out the DeLorean and had an old man get out and then proceed to get on the mic and tell people how great the Mariners were going to be. And it ran like all year long. Elmo, Skippy Norquist, Seattle Mariners.
Well, I will be on the lookout for more Mavrelo Bolovich content because I, for one, can't get enough.
Yeah.
I think he's great.
I think I'm going to go on Twitter and mute those words.
What? Why?
So that I never have to see that terrible animated whatever again.
Mike is thoroughly disgusted.
The young kids will love the animation. The old racists will love the racism. Brilliant! Marketing genius!
Not funny. Okay, I have more audio. Courtroom, live drama courtroom audio next to kick off the club on The Fan.